This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of Your Hidden Power. Ideas for free thinkers, metaphysical ideas. I don't want to overuse the word idea, but looking at things from a perspective that is not mainstream, at least according to the mainstream. Depends on what your mainstream is. In my mainstream, this is the way people think. In my circle of friends, not everybody. My family doesn't necessarily, well, my children more and more are embracing the ideas that come forth, that I put forth, and that they read about and hear about. Maybe it's because they live in Southern California and it's a little more open there, people a little more open-minded. And I don't even know that I can defend that statement, frankly, with a definition of open-mindedness. I feel that I am open-minded, although I have, it doesn't fit. The problem is, today, people want to buttonhole you. They want to know, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? Are you a conservative or are you a liberal? Everything has to do with politics, but you know what? Everything doesn't have to do with politics. There are plenty of people, I'm sure, that are free thinkers that may have very strange or unusual political ideas. It's not one and the same. And that's one of the reasons I like to focus on people and their thoughts in this way, because we do tend to try to lump people into one group. Of course, I'm a conservative. Why would you say, of course, I'm a conservative? Why would I know that looking at you? Although you can tell politically sometimes, I think, where people are coming from by the way they look. That is true. Anyway, I'm here to help you come up with new ideas or to relate to ideas that maybe you're having and you can't find simpatico. This is your place. The podcast, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, available every week. Joining us now for conversation is a lady named Susan Graw, who has been through a lot in her life. When she was a youngster, she had a near-death experience. Maybe that's where we start, Susan, because a lot of people who are thinkers in this realm have had near-death experiences, and it seems to change everything. Different ages sometimes. Yours is kind of young. What happened?
How are you doing?
Thank you.
Oh, good. I was locked in a freezer as a child. I was 4.5 years old, and I was in there a very long time, and I remember passing away. I was crossed over by the angelic realm. They come as we understand them, which is amazing. And I got to see some amazing things. It was quite an experience. When I came back, which is a whole nother long story how I got back, I was able to see people and know things about people. So most of what they taught me while I was there, I didn't understand. I was very frightened when I came back. But everything that they taught me at some point came to fruition. And here I am. I'm a medium.
And at what age did you consciously become aware of you being different? It wasn't at 4.5.
Probably about 8 or 9 years old, I knew I was different. At 4.5, to me, it was kind of like the boogeyman. Everyone has one. No one talks about it. And I couldn't figure out why everyone was seeing what I was seeing, and no one was talking. So even though it scared me, I still thought everyone saw it. At about 8 years old, I was saying to some friends, "Your grandma wants to play." And they said, "That's so mean. Her grandma died." I said, "I know. She's here. She wants to play house with us." And they came at me pretty hard. And I made a decision at that point. I'm different. Something's wrong with me. And I need to be quiet about it.
Well, that's often the case, isn't it? You need to be quiet. If you're different, I remember as a child being told that I was emotionally unstable. because of the feelings that I had or what I expressed or what I was interested in. Never really. Actually, you know what? Since my mid-40s, I guess I've been pursuing thinking this way or trying to open my mind and understand what other people are thinking or telling me. But this is the first time you just said something that triggered some experience in my mind or my being that goes back to when my father told me that he thought that I was emotionally unstable because I had feelings and expressed my feelings and always have as an adult I do. And I did think there was something wrong with me. And I don't now, but I did then. And that certainly has to hurt in one's personal development, don't you think? How did you develop into being if there is such a thing as a quote-unquote normal human being, your friends, the circle of people that you're with, the folks you love, is it different than anybody else you know?
It is in some ways. In other ways, it's not. I pretty much embrace anyone, unless they're attacking me, of course, which has happened throughout my journey, interestingly enough. But I think that most importantly is just accepting that people aren't exactly where they need to be on this journey.
What does that mean? Give us a little more.
Everyone has the abilities in some form, but they're not meant to use it in this life journey. And some of us have this ability in a larger form and are supposed to use it on this life journey. So it really depends upon what your journey that you've described to yourself prior to coming here, your contracts are really about. And those are the contracts you're going to create. And then, of course, free will steps into that.
Mm-hmm. Do you deal much with people in their past lives, Susan?
I'm sorry?
Do you deal much with people and their past lives?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Past lives are a very interesting belief system, and many people don't believe. My thinking was, and what I was told is, an ego will only tell you you can do it all in one lifetime because there's so much for your soul to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always believed that because of that statement that I heard when I was there. So, as they taught me things again, I didn't understand it then, but as I grew, I did. And, the contracts look like this. If you're meant to be married, you'll be married. Who you marry, how long you're married, the age you are when you married, the kind of marriage you have, that is all free will. And that's how your soul evolves. So we do have specific contracts, and then we have free will things that we do. That aren't contracted at all. Maybe I'm not contracted to have a child. It's not what my soul wants to experience. Yet, I may decide on this journey, I think I do. I think I want to have a child. I want this experience. So we have children, even though it's not in a contract. So it's very interesting how our souls are so connected to the afterlife and are truly following a form of what they've taught us, and then, of course, our free will is part of that also.
See, sometimes I think free will becomes a convenience to explain things that are hard to explain or don't make any sense. But you just triggered something in my memory or my experience in terms of past lives and thinking about, I have been in this life with someone who is me. She is me and I am her. And it's taken me a long time to kind of grasp that. I don't think I really have. I don't know, where it all goes. But I certainly know that I've been with her in many, many past lives. I've had that come to the surface. And then, is it free will that it works in a certain way? It's frustrating because you can't really get to the heart of it. And I think the frustration is that you don't have the skill to really remember in detail what happened in the past life so that you can actually progress. And that's what a lot of people who are frustrated by these sorts of things think, oh, well, it's just easy to pass it all off as free will. And then you don't have to do any explaining. Do you find, is there truth in that statement or those thinking?
I think there is. I think that it can be an excuse base. However, I also believe that things like meeting your twin flame or meeting someone that you've had in a previous lifetime, there's things you go back when you're there. You make decisions to do some things differently, and you come back and you do it differently, whatever that might look like. Mm-hmm. We have free will there also. And so we may be there in the afterlife and say, you know, I didn't work this out right with you. I could have done things differently. I think I need to do that again because I didn't learn enough. So we're here for knowledge and love and soul evolution. Mm-hmm. So imagine making a major mistake or a decision that it's not workable and your soul feels undone. You're going to come back and you're going to do it, and it could be with that person.
Yeah.
So free will, yes, you're making the decision, but remembering always that our free will is emotion at all times, and so is our contract work.
Hmm.
So it combines. And yes, people do use it as an excuse at times, but I find it to be extraordinary when I see that it ends up working in some way to teach their soul something. Good and bad is equivalent. Even when we're in free will, we learn by both. And in fact, I think pain is our greatest motivator.
It's sad to say, yeah, you're right. Susan Grah is here, psychic medium, master evidential medium. We're talking about mediumship in a manner of speaking. Let's be more specific about that as we continue our focus in your world, Susan. This is your hidden power. Here's a way for you to get healthy. This is something that is free will. There's a choice here. You have a choice to gain weight. You have a choice to not exercise. You have a choice to be heavy. And then when you get there and you decide you don't like it, you have a choice to change. You have a choice to get rid of the weight, to keep it off. And as this program and all my programs really focus on natural ways to make your life better, you can imagine my excitement in learning about Calitrin, which is pretty much, to my knowledge, the only product, the only weight loss formula on the market that has no stimulants whatsoever. Special deal using the DJV code in the box, 20% off on 90-day supply plus free shipping. That's with the code DJV. Get the weight off and keep it off. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Mm. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
More now in Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen here with Susan Graw. Her website is susangrau.com. SusanGraw.com. We're talking about a lot of things that we do, and we have conversations with people who have started life in a strange way or at some point had a tough time, and it changes their point of view, and their ability to communicate changes as well. You participate with that goop thing that Gwyneth Paltrow has. How does that work? How do you fit in there?
Oh, it was wonderful. I teach metaphysics. So I taught classes, and then I did readings on platform, which is when you have a group of people and you read for them, their loved ones in the room. Being an evidential medium was really wonderful because I could just come up with evidence of whoever was there, and somebody always claimed the person, and we'd go from there. It's exciting to do mediumship. It's also very healing. We deal with grief.
It is healing.
And
yeah,
loss.
It really is, yeah. It is healing. I think that you get that from time to time. As I look at your and listen to you explain your mediumship evidentiary, the whole business, you know, a lot of people today place great reliance or they place great faith in things, let's say medicine that's evidence-based. And people ask the question, you know, what is natural, all natural stuff, there's no evidence that it works, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in this case, you're saying, if I read you correctly, that the evidence that you bring forth proves to people that there are others there. And so one maybe takes a leap of faith to keep going down that street, Susan, that evidence is there, that there are other that in the spiritual realm there are all kinds of other connections. Why do you think people resist that information so much?
Well, I think we resist anything we can't see. If it's not tangible in our hands, we say it's not there. So many times when people come into my office, they're absolutely in resistance. They sit there with their arms crossed, they're nervous, they're overwhelmed, and they don't believe, and they walk away sobbing.
I dare you to prove that you can prove what you can prove.
That's exactly right? It.
Yeah.
And when I'm done, I haven't had a situation yet where they've just looked at me and said, oh, I still don't think they're here. They've actually said, I cannot believe this. I can't believe this. I feel healed. They're really with me. And they're crying. And I'm talking, you know, grown men, 911, that deal with emergencies and tragedies and firemen. They walk out crying, sobbing sometimes, because they realize they're not gone. And that's the goal. It's all about healing and helping people recognize that their loved ones are with them, around them, through them. They can speak to them. I wish they would. Acknowledgement is so important to spirit. Yes. When you acknowledge them, they come back more. They come around more because it's a lot of work to come to this vibration.
Do you practice mostly, find your best work is done in person? It would seem that the kind of things you're describing here are better felt or experienced when you're in front of you, or you can actually, a lot of people like to do things on the phone, but I never quite think that those work as well as being in person. What do you think?
In person is wonderful, but Skype, FaceTime, I don't like phone as much.
Yeah.
But
FaceTime, yeah, as long as you can see maybe the person and get the drift of where he or she is. How many men versus women do you see in your practice?
I think it's equivalent.
Is it?
Yes.
That's
surprisingly so.
Yeah, right. That's those are the words I was coming up with. A lot of people don't think men, real men, don't do this, which is nonsense.
It's nonsense.
It is nonsense. Well, you're not, and I'm glad to have had the opportunity to bring you on and tell some of your story. Susan Grau, again, website Susan Grau, GRAU.com. Best of luck and continued success. Thank you for being here and sharing with us, Susan. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A black Texas woman is dead after a white Fort Worth police officer shoots her in her own home on Saturday. The officer was investigating after a neighbor called and reported that a door was open at the woman's home. That neighbor now says he's sorry he ever made the call. Police have also now disclosed there was somebody else in the room when that 28-year-old woman was shot.
An 8-year-old male, Miss Jefferson's nephew, was inside the room during this time.
A lawyer for the family of 28-year-old victim Tatiana Jefferson says the fact that they use deadly force in that situation is absurd. Emergency officials in New Orleans say they'll work as long as it takes to find a man they think may still be alive underneath the debris from the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel, part of it coming down on Saturday, killing two workers and trapping that third. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're hidden power on the air. Lots of experiments, lots of thinking, lots of doing. It all has to do with how your mind works. And one of the people who's got one of the most interesting minds that I know of is Eric Geller, who joins us pretty much every week as we get together on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. The business of Uri and where he takes his mind, how he helps people, he works in lots of ways. I think I remember when Theresa May was trying to do the Brexit stuff, you were trying to get the people who were in Parliament to do something about Brexit, and then you now, it seems, have turned your focus on Boris Johnson, who seems to be a bit flummoxed by you. What's going on?
Yeah, so Boris came to interview me a few years ago. He came to my house in Sonning on Thames when I lived in England, and I bent a spoon for him, and I read his mind, and he was flummoxed by me, as you say. But he's a believer, and just a few days ago, he sent 15 people from his cabinet. They were lords and parliamentarians So we sat here in the same coffee shop I'm sitting now, and I took them to the museum. I showed them the big giant spoon, for which I just received the Guinness World Record certificate. And we also went to the Wolfson Hospital, where they were introduced to a very dedicated heart surgeon, a children's heart surgeon called Leo Sasson. Leo saved over 4,000 lives of Arabic children, African children, Israeli children, American children. He's an amazing heart surgeon. And they introduced him to this section of Give a Heart a Child. So, you know, in Israel, medicine is extremely, extremely advanced. And these parliamentarians, who are Boris Johnson's people, were very, very impressed. And then I decided to give Boris Johnson, a spoon that belonged to Golda Meir, obviously the Prime Minister of Israel, who was an American lady, very, very famous, of course. And she actually started my career off in 1969. She was interviewed on Israeli radio, and suddenly the presenter asked her this question. He said, Prime Minister Golda Meir, can you predict the future of Israel? And she, without hesitating, she said, oh, don't ask me, ask Uri Geller. Wow, that was it. That was the beginning of my career, because until that time, I was a male model, and I did a few shows here and there, and she was in one of these shows, in a house somewhere, in a general zone. And then after she mentioned my name on radio, the entrepreneurs and managers and agents started calling me to book me into huge, huge theaters. But that's how it all began. And I'm very, very positive that I will be able to convince psychically, paranormally, Boris Johnson to go for a second referendum and not to get out of the European Union, because that will be a disaster for England.
So, under the circumstances, I remember you tried to do that with Theresa May?
Yes, I did that with Theresa May, and as you can see, I would say that part of it worked. You know, also Theresa May came to my house, and 3 years before she became the Prime Minister, I know I might sound that I'm boasting here, but I told her, I took her out to my garage, in which stood my famous spoon Cadillac, and I pointed her at Winston Churchill's spoon, and I told her to touch it. This is 3 years before she became the Prime Minister. She touched it, and I looked her in the eye, and I said to her, Theresa, you're going to be the Prime Minister of England. She laughed, she scoffed, she said, no way, what are you talking about? And I was right. So,
well, it's the thoughts are things thing, the energy that you have, and people want to deny it for whatever the reason. I don't understand why they do. Look at other examples. You've done exactly what you wanted to do with your life. You continue to do it that way by thinking and acting in a positive manner. Think about the achievements of people like Amelia Earhart, who never gave up. She was determined, even though maybe she was lost the last trip around. But look at all the firsts that she had, because she wanted to be the first woman to do a lot of these things in an airplane.
Absolutely, Doug. And this is only one example. But there are millions of examples of people who achieve their dreams. Remember, if you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. There's nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are the architect of your own life. And if you follow those rules, you're going to make it, because whatever you can visualize, you can materialize. And I don't know whether there is even a touch of the paranormal here, because, you know, what is paranormal? Paranormal, you're denoting events or phenomena such as telekinesis or clairvoyance that are beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding. The human mind is the most powerful computer in the universe, Doug. And if you drive it the right way, if you focus it into the right areas of your life, and you direct yourself to success, you will gradually achieve it. Like Amelia Earhart, like Magic Johnson, like Bosch, I mean, like Babe Ruth. I can go on and on. Gary Cooper, all those people who dreamt of children, of becoming something really super successful in any field, sports, medicine, science, politics, whatever. They are the architects of their own life, and they discovered how to activate maybe that area of your brain that is a paranormal arena in your mind. And if you know how to awaken it, Doug, then the sky is the limit. Look at yourself, look at me, and look at other people. But we'll talk about it next week. It's a fascinating subject.
Yeah, studies and what the brain can do and how it can be rewired, that's all part of this. All right, very good. Thanks. Take good care. Give your give my love to all the people who are there. Look forward to seeing you when the museum opens in December. Uri Geller, website URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com. Check out his museum that he was referencing a few minutes ago, UriGellerMuseum.com. This is Your Hidden Power. Here's something that's hidden from a lot of people, relief from joint pain. Because you can touch it, but you can't really see it. You can't see what your knees are doing, what your ankles are doing, what your hips are doing, what your neck is doing, elbows, whatever it is. Maybe you have carpal tunnel and your wrists ache all the time. There are people all over this country who are raving about what Joint Formula 14 can do. I'll send you to achefree.live, achefree.live. Go there and just experiment. Go around. Look at what they have at achefree.live in terms of explaining how Joint Formula 14 works. Get a special 50% off deal using the DJV code at achefree.live. Get rid of the pains. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Halls of Information. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Now joining us is our psychic, the Psychic Scout website of Mary O'Malley. Mary's Monday Morning Musings and Meditation available for you at PsychicScout.com. We're talking about energy and rewiring your brain to make your life better. There are a lot of studies, Mary, that suggest that you can rework your brain, rewire it, if you will, And I wonder how much of that, you know, a lot of people have such negative stuff in their brain. Does it ever frustrate you when you have people that come to you and they want you to help them out, but they don't really want you to help them out? Is that it? Right? I mean, they want to maybe feel better. They think you're a magician and you can just over the period of an hour and a half, connect and all the negative becomes positive. Everything that's wrong becomes right. That's the sort of thing that you want to sort of keep people away from thinking about it, and unless they practice all the things that you preach to them, right?
Yeah, I think people are always shocked when I say it's their thinking process, you know, the way they're viewing things, their perspective that's really causing the problem, and you know, I don't know why they, you know, think I have a magic wand. But it, you know, and it's true for all of us. Our thoughts are, you know, have been with us for so long, and we don't realize that we're having those thoughts sometimes, you know, and we have to really look at our behavior to see what we're thinking.
All right, let's dig into that a little bit, because that's an important statement. We've had our thoughts so long, and how are thoughts strongly connected to? How do we get our fears, our angers, how do we get the things into our mind? Sometimes they stay stubbornly in our mind because if you're in denial, if it hurts so much that you'd rather avoid the connection, then what do you do?
Well, there's a number of things that you can do. Obviously, hypnotherapy is one, which I just adore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And using the art of hypnosis to create a new thought pattern, a new behavior pattern. And it's repetition over and over and over and over again until, you know, it sort of overwrites the old program that is in there. And with hypnotherapy, finding out where that thought process came from, when you made that decision that's no longer serving you today, and why, and that changes things for a lot of people too. And it's, you know, it's generally something we don't suspect, you know, but our mind has the answer to it. Our mind has the answer to everything.
But it does. Is that because we're all connected to the higher source ultimately, and that's where it all comes from? If whether you acknowledge it or you don't acknowledge it, you look around, you try to understand, or at least I think that was the biggest the biggest hurdle for me, was to understand that there really is only one singular power that is above all in the universe. It's very difficult. It's almost too much, right? Isn't it? Think about how...
But if you think that we're all connected to it, you know, that's... So if you ask a question of spirit, the answer's out there. And since we're all connected, it's easier to find the answer.
How do we trust the answer? Ask a question. I did that over the weekend. I had three or four questions that I asked, and the answer came right in. And I thought to myself, as I have before, how do I know it's not me just making it up?
Well, my experience has been that the voice that comes from spirit or the wise mind has a different tone to it. It has, I feel it in a different part of my body. And, my cells will kind of vibrate with truth when I get that knowledge. So you have to find out how it works for you. You have to figure out which one of those voices belongs to you and not to, you know, all the other voices in your head.
I got it. Mary O'Malley, PsychicScout.com. Take advantage of her Monday morning musings there. This is your Hidden Power.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you. Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time now for us to look at the astrological side of your hidden power with a lady I have immense respect for. Charlotte Benson is with us here on Your Hidden Power from Arizona. She is president of the Arizona Society of Astrologers. She's very involved in Vedic astrology, which is Western versus Eastern. It's Eastern astrology. Board of Directors of American College of Vedic Astrology, and so it goes. Lots of people want to know what's going on. We haven't chatted for a while because you've had, I hope, a nice rest and a good vacation. Sounds like you were traveling around here, there, and everywhere. So when you do that, just as a matter of course, how much of your travel, how much of what you do is dependent on where your stars are? For example, you took your trip during Mercury being in retrograde, which for me would seem to be the worst time to go on a nice trip. So how did that all fit together, Charlotte?
Oh, that went just fine. You know, Doug, that we just have to cope with retrograde Mercury, don't we?
And yes. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
You know,
it's
certainly not going to get in my way of taking a break. And in fact, it's actually a good time to take a break. You know, it switches things up a bit on a person's schedule. And I was expecting some glitches, which we had. And that, you know, helps you keep your perspective and sense of humor when Mercury is retrograde. So
there are a lot of people who thought this Mercury retrograde was tougher because there are other celestial influence. It wasn't just Mercury being in retrograde. There are other things at play. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. Of course, each retrograde Mercury is different, but this one was particularly hairy, as we used to say. It was because Mercury, while it was going backwards, was also close to Mars, and Mars was in its lowest state of being. You know, the planets are comfortable in certain positions and uncomfortable in others. So there was a little aggravation associated with that, but I think it really since in the last couple of days, Doug, the planets have really improved their positions.
Is there something to I've always thought that, you know, I play it by ear, and sometimes these things affect me, sometimes they don't. I tend to, this past month I've been home working on the farm a great deal and working toward my new project, and it seems we've hit some slowdown, some snags here and there. Nothing stopped, it just went slower than one would hope that it might ever, slower than our plans indicated that it was going to go. And I guess that, you know, you look around at a lot of these other things, the theme of our program today, a lot of our discussions have been on evidence. So when somebody says to you, okay, I want to do my chart for today or this week or this month or this year, what evidence do you offer to them that what you're getting, the information you have, is true and reliable?
You mean what information I get from them? Or
no, what the information is you give to them that they will walk away remembering after they have a reading with Charlotte Benson.
Well, yes. Well, for instance, if we go back to what I just mentioned, I claimed that there was a slight improvement in the last couple of days, and that's associated with the planet Jupiter resuming direct motion. So I have been I've been commenting to clients for the last few months that there will be a breakthrough after the 11th of August. Ergo yesterday. So I was evidence, I you know, let people know that they're not wasting time. If things are a bit stalled, you can plan on being able to move forward, make more progress. For instance, on this, in looking at this one planet out of context after the 11th of August, and I think my clients that have a track record with me know that it's just it had been a time to sort of bide our time a little bit, and now Jupiter's moving forward, and so can we. That's the short version.
Do people change their plans after talking to you sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I hear. I mean, that's what they say. I haven't seen the evidence of that, but you know, they keep coming back. So, so they must be doing something. I mean, they're consulting with me for a reason. They want to simply get the broadest perspective of, you know, when the tide's high or when the tide's low.
In making plans, it's important to be able to make plans, and that's where maybe the evidence stuff comes in. But I think this is it's helpful. I send people to people that I trust, so that's why I send people to you through this program and other experiences I have. CharlotteBenson.com for a great astrological experience and reading. Figure out what's going on with you connected to the stars. CharlotteBenson.com. This is your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.